And welcome back to Wisdom and Extra, where we take an authentic look into life's personal journeys, acquired wisdom, and what makes us a little bit extra. My name is Austin, recording from the Blue Gorilla Studio in Jupiter, Florida, and I am joined by my amazingly talented co-host, the insightful, the wisdom-filled, our own coffee pot of extra herself, Joni V.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to Wisdom and Extra.
Thank you.
So glad you're able to come up.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is great.
Oh, you're welcome. It's our pleasure.
And who do we have today, by the way?
Well, we have Jill DeSalvo from DeSalvo & Associates here from West Palm Beach, Florida, where she is a partner in the business alongside her father and brother. But Jill is most certainly not your typical accountant. Her methodology and spirituality approach to life and business has her operating on a different frequency than most. She's smiling for those who can't see her smiling.
Wow, thank you.
She's spiritual in nature and takes a holistic approach to accounting with each of her clients. Accountants are not typically known for being meditators or music festival attendees, and very few are known for taking a holistic approach to accounting. Jill, can you tell us more about what it means to take a holistic approach with your clients? So, like, what does a typical initial interaction with a client look like? And how is your method so unique?
Well, I guess I have to go back a little bit because I think I was put on this earth to be a holistic practitioner. Early on, I wanted to be an oriental medicine doctor when I graduated at 16.
I never knew that.
Yeah, my uncle passed away from a really rare blood cancer, and I kind of became obsessed with Eastern medicine. And I was supposed to go to San Diego in California to Pacific College, but then my life kind of took a different path for me. But I've always been very into alternative healing methods, yoga, meditation, herbal medicine. That's just kind of been my passion. Mm-hmm. But somehow I ended up being an accountant 13 years ago. I grew up in an accounting firm, and I just saw all the paperwork and stapling W-2s, and I just didn't see that in my future. But in 2008, when the market crashed, we opened our firm, and we started our firm. And I actually love working with business owners. It's my favorite part. I love the entrepreneurial spirit of the people. I get to know every one of my clients on a very deeply personal level, as much as they're willing to share with me. So it's Jill's accounting, tax prep, and psychology office.
Right.
I think just by me sharing my life experiences and letting people know that, you know, it's okay if you have bankruptcy or a foreclosure or get divorced, right, or
the IRS is after you.
Or the IRS, or you haven't filed taxes and you don't even remember the last time you filed them. Let me help you clean up your mess and get back on track.
So full disclosure with Jill. So Jill has been my accountant for, is it almost like 10 years?
Yeah, I think maybe 2012.
Yeah, so when I mentioned a unique approach, so one of the first things I remember about Jill is that when I went down to meet her, and literally we were talking about, you know, what's the difference between an LLC and an S corp, right? And the first thing she does, this is when I knew this was going to be a very long partnership relationship, is she went to the whiteboard, which is like completely how I communicate.
We actually paint an entire wall in the conference room whiteboard paint for this specific reason.
Too, yeah.
You know, so when she says it's unique, it is, because I've had many accountants in our business career, and you know, it's just not my type of business. You know, I'm not an accountant by far. So having somebody that can really bring things down to a manageable level where I can actually see it on the whiteboard was really impressive. So I would say that is definitely one of your unique methods on how you approach a new client.
Yeah, and I have been told by many clients that a lot of prior accountants in their life have tried to explain certain concepts, tax or otherwise, and I guess I just have a gift to explain it in English so people can understand. I actually just created a new piece, the New Business Startup Guide, because when I have a new client consult that wants to start a new business, and people are starting side gigs and a lot of new businesses
right now.
Yeah, so I get, you know, probably 5 to 6 clients a week, and it's an hour consult for free. So I created a 6-page piece that it kind of goes through. You want to start a business, steps. All the steps, what type of structure to be from a state level and also an IRS level, and then some FAQs. So I'm hoping to get that out to more people so then we can follow up with calls and just make things a little bit more efficient.
Are you going
to
video it as well or just put it out as a doc?
It's I am planning on doing some video content later this summer because there's a lot of people that give a lot of misinformation on YouTube and TikTok, and clients call me all the time. They're like, Jill, I saw this on YouTube or TikTok, and I'm like, what are these people putting out there? It's garbage, like pure garbage. And I just believe in learning everything that I possibly can and sharing it with as many people as I possibly can.
And that was really helpful. During COVID, Jill and her team were instrumental in helping me as a business, and I know many other of your clients as well. During COVID, when they were putting out the PPP and
EIDL and all that good stuff.
I didn't even understand all of it. Exactly. So, you know, who's my first call? Jill. And then I got to call the bank because they're involved. Well, the bank was no help at all. I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to say who they were, but no help at all. So Jill was my go-to advisor in a very critical time, as I'm sure you were, for other business people as well. And your whole team really just rallied. And I mean, she was up at all hours of the night helping people. Yeah. It was unbelievable what you had to do.
We went on operation state. You know, it was coming into 2020. A lot of my clients are in their, 40s, early 50s. And I finally felt like people are at a place where they could really start socking some money away for retirement and et cetera. And then COVID hit. And I'm like, oh my gosh, operation small business, save small businesses. And my team worked around the clock.
They did.
We really just are finally kind of taking a break now. But
It was impressive, I have to say. And, you know, and during times like that as a business owner, you realize who your true partners are.
Yeah, I have clients that told me that their accountant firm shut down in March and they didn't reopen until this year. Yeah. And I'm like, how do people just leave their business owners? I mean, I have wedding planners and event planners and cake decorators and people that have 2 years of contracts that just were canceled because the weddings were canceled. And I'm like, oh my God, these poor people have invested their whole lives and I've helped them grow over the last 10 plus years.
Right.
And so we secured over $6 million. We helped people get over $6 million.
That's
and
impressive.
And a lot of them were small dollar amounts, but I'm really, really proud of my team. And we definitely sacrificed at a personal level. But I feel like going above and beyond during especially a pandemic was instrumental in the growth of my business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was definitely impressive. And I thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, back to the whiteboarding thing, if you don't mind for a minute.
No, go ahead.
One of my favorite things to do is just kind of, I get the big white post-y whiteboards out in the Sharpie, and we just start brain dumping on if you had a magic wand and
brain dumping.
That's a good word. I like that one.
I like that word.
Brain smash, but I like brain dumping.
Brain dumping is good.
Yeah. I did it for my first time with my business coach in 2018, and it was like a 3-hour session of what does Jill want in every area of her life, business, personally, relationship wise. And I never thought about it. What do I want? I've been taking care of men and children my whole life. So, to put it on paper was so powerful. And my dad's always told me about goals, but it has really changed my life. So I've been doing some of those sessions, and I'm going to start doing more of those sessions with clients, just, you know, helping them. What do they want their revenues to be? Yeah. How long do they want to work for? When do they want to retire? And just, you know, making sure that we stay on track to keeping those goals. And it's something I'm really passionate about.
Definitely important for a small business owner.
I think it'd be kind of cool if you created video content off of that as well.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, doing the whiteboard
obviously
with someone
is powerful.
Obviously,
you got to protect certain stuff. You know, you can't let information about your clients float out there.
Right.
But it still would be cool, just into generic stuff.
Like the caricature drawings, I've been looking into that.
I think it should be you. It needs to be the real Jill.
Coming soon.
We can help you with that.
Okay, thank you.
Here's another question for you. So being a partner in the firm and running a business and helping your clients maintain theirs cannot be an easy, low-stress job. What tips do you have for others who take on this type of stress mentally?
I started really practicing yoga in 2017. I started the 200-hour course, and I have not finished it yet. But I do try to incorporate exercise into my everyday. I do get up and walk, usually 2 to 3 miles every morning. I do yoga, even if it's 15 minutes. And then mm-hmm. I started the transcendental meditation. I did the training in September, and it's really, really hard for me to sit still. I literally am like running around like a chicken with my head cut off, and mm-hmm. I have that monkey brain thing, but the TM is 20 minutes a day. You're supposed to do it twice a day. I usually can only fit in one.
That's still impressive to me.
But it has been so incredible. Like, just my mind is functioning on a different level than it has in a long time.
So I'll have to talk about that part later.
Yeah, he's in Jupiter. I'll give you the information. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So tell me about your team, because I believe that you have formed a team of women inside of the business of your, you know, that your father started and your brother started. So how did that come about?
So in 2000, and we kind of were sharing staff. And we started with the three of us in 2008, and then we slowly added people, but we were sharing staff. So like my dad would be sharing my key person, and then, you know, my dad would ask her to do something and she would drop what she was doing for mm-hmm. me. And it was just too many chiefs and, you know, little Indians not knowing who to work for and how to prioritize. So in 2018, we just kind of separated our practices, where we're still, the partners is great because we all have different experiences and expertise, so we mm-hmm. can bounce ideas off of each other. But I have right now a team of, I'm up to seven females that work for me. So I have my assistant, and then I have five small business specialists, and I just added an operations manager. So I'm excited about that. But I do believe in investing in your staff. I try to do
agreed.
I do an operation success and happiness meeting with them once a quarter. I ask them to do their personal and business goals. Mm-hmm. I realize, you know, people have lives outside of DeSalvo and Associates.
Right.
So I try to do whatever I can to help them get to those goals. So like mm-hmm. one of my girls wanted to lose weight, one of them wanted to get their passport. Another one wanted a concealed weapon, so we did the class together.
That's cool.
So we try to do that, and then I do a team building activity every other month. So mm-hmm. we'll get our nails done or go for a sunset happy hour cruise thing. So we've gone to the spa a bunch of times.
Oh my God, I want to work there.
But you can do the same.
Do you?
I have the boat club, so we did the boat. You know, Freedom Fridays it was supposed to be, but last year we didn't take any days off.
Last year was just a big blur for everybody.
But why didn't you?
But I do believe in, you know, I don't know if we've talked about it, Joan, like the assessments, like mm-hmm. where you do like a DISC profile or the Enneagram.
Yeah, we did talk about that, and I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, the MBTI. And I make every, before I hire anybody, they do a DISC test. And then it's really important. It's so telling as to what motivates your employees, what their, you know, highest and best use is. So I am constantly like, you know what? You're not so good at this. You're really good at this. Let me move the stuff you don't like doing or you're not good at to somebody else. And I'm constantly doing that. And I mean, the team appreciates it because they're like, wow, you really pay attention. And, but that's the holistic just part of me where my dad's like, oh, you need to leave your personal at home and your business at business. I'm like,
you're not going to be able to do that. Yeah.
I don't believe it. I think you have to look at the whole person.
Right. It's also very nurturing, I think. And so they feel, you know, you really care about them.
I do.
It shows.
Thank you. Yeah. And they go above and beyond in the time of need. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know, like, for example, Tina was my PPP mm-hmm. expert. And I mean, she was working 9-10 o'clock at night every single day, 7 days a week.
Right.
And she took it really personally, like the responsibility to save these people, these businesses, which I didn't know how to not do that. It just was something I felt obligated to do because I've helped build their businesses. And then it's like, I can't just let it go to pieces. So we sent fairy dust to everybody.
You did. That's right. I think I got
Money
some of that.
And
yeah.
Fairy dust. And
so with this team of women that you created and nurtured, but you're still part of the DeSalvo and Associates business as well. So how do you feel that changed the dynamics in the office?
Well, we have a staff of, I think we're at 19 total, maybe 20. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there is a little bit of a jealousy, I'd say. Like, you know, we'll have happy hour at 5 o'clock in
my
office.
They want to be on the Jill team.
I have a wine fridge and I have like a really cool coffee maker.
See, that's why everybody's going to want to be on my team, Austin, because I'm the same way.
Is there two teams under this roof?
Yes, there is.
Oh.
We have three, and my dad's, you know, but some people just want to come to work and leave. I don't really want people in my life that are like that. I want people that are going to, I've kind of empowered my girls to say like, these are your clients. So everything that happens with these clients, mm-hmm. you need to be able to help them. And if you can't, you come to me. But, you know, at the point that we've grown, I can't answer every single IRS letter. Like,
no.
If you get an IRS letter, which they're sending out like crazy right now, by the way.
Don't tell me that. So this is Jill's advice when you get the IRS letter. Even if it just says $50, I always call Jill in a panic. I got an IRS letter. What do I do? She just says, pay it. We'll deal with it later. I'm like, okay. Sounds.
It depends. They're sending out a lot of wrong.
No, I know. That's errors. What I'm saying. When it says $50, it's like, don't mess around.
Yeah.
Just pay it. We'll take it off later. Yeah. You know, so I just love those.
Yeah, the love letters.
Exactly.
So if you have a team member that, you know, obviously you understand that they aren't really invested on the same level, do you have the opportunity with them to have that heart to heart where it's like, okay, like we get that you're just here for the money, but what makes you happy? Because that's extremely important for a mentor and a leader to have that conversation with someone.
100%. 100%. Yeah. I mean, one of my girls now is getting ready to go on maternity leave. And, you know, she's like, but Jill, we don't have a maternity policy in place. I'm like, oh, this is our first girl that's gotten pregnant in 13 years. So, you know, I'm working with her and she's like, well, I really want to work from home with my baby. I'm like, you don't know how you're going to be until you have that baby in your arms.
Right.
So like,
that's true.
I'm going to pay you a month to like, you know, take time with your baby if you want to work 10 hours a week or whatever you're able to. But, you know, she doesn't. It's her first child.
Yeah,
she doesn't know if she wants to come back to work or not. So
absolutely.
But, yeah, I mean, I think I do a pretty good job of, you know, if somebody's going through something with their kid and they need to take time off you know, we make it work. Like, if you can't get the work done, we're cross-trained enough where somebody else in the office can do the work.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, you've done such a good job at hiring the right people. And so they're aligned with how you think and, you know, they're part of that whole nurturing as well. So they sound like they probably, you know, nurture each other in a way.
Yeah. There's, you know, anytime you get 6-7 women together in an office, they're going to have, you know, their things. But, you know, if I could tell that there's tension or jealousy or any of that going on, you know, there's a little bit of crossing because like 3 of the girls on my teams have been assistants for me before. So they know how I like my coffee and they know, you know, they could tell if something's wrong with me.
Right.
So like my assistant now is like, I think like, oh my gosh, they're trying to take my job. No, nobody's trying to take your job. Everybody wants to help, you know, team Jill.
Right.
So, but I am looking to add a really strategic person, hopefully by September that, I need a accountant powerhouse person.
Wow.
So
it's growing again.
Yeah. I'm looking.
Growing again.
Yeah.
So how did you start the newsletter that you send out called Frequency Friday?
So I've been wanting to put out content for probably 5 years now where it was kind of like, you know, what works with the kids, like HelloFresh or Instacart or just certain little tips and tricks. I have that green light debit card for the kids. So I want to do like a mom piece, a yoga meditation part, tax advice, obviously. But I was having a hard time coming up with the name that I wanted to call it. And then I just didn't have the time to write it. So I came into the office on a Saturday in the end of 2019, and I just did a brain dump, like literally every topic that I wanted to talk about and just that had been building up over the years, and you know, just wrote that down. And then I was actually doing yoga after doing the meditation, transcendental meditation, and the name Frequency or Financial Frequency came to me. That just like resonated with me, you know, what the messages I want to start sharing. And and then Frequency Friday just hit me like all in the same time I was on
the
mat.
I just want to do this every time I hear Frequency Friday.
I think that's extremely fitting.
I was literally on my yoga mat and I never had this experience where I had like, you know, if you know anything about chakras, like third eye, like white light. And I was like,
wow.
I looked over at my fiance, like, he's like, what? I'm like, I was so like, I just wanted to get a pen and paper and write this down because like so good. So
that's so cool.
Yeah. So we launched in January. So I do feature in a business, one of my businesses each week, and I'm just trying to get the name out, the message out for clients. And then,
so those who are listening now understand why Jill is not your typical accountant and why she's so extra. She's got a lot of wisdom, but she is very extra in a good way. That's
like,
a good way.
My daughter says extra and I'm like, that's like sometimes negative connotation.
Not here.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I believe, you know, I meet and talk to so many people, especially during tax season, and people I share with them, they want to know, they've known my whole life since I've had kids. Cause I started the firm when my kids were 1 and 0 and, they want to know about the kids. They want to know about, you know, everything. And they tell me things and give me tips, and I have this little journal on my desk that I like write it down. So when I have time, so that I get a lot of content from my clients for
the
financial frequency or stuff that I want to learn more about or a book I want to check out. So,
that's perfect because that's, I always tell our clients, you know, when you're looking for content, look at the questions that your clients ask.
Yeah.
Because that's your content, right? So if you answer their questions, you're going to get more clients who want to listen to you because you're answering their questions that are on their mind.
Exactly.
So it's a great, if you have a Q&A or you have a chat button and people are asking you questions, it's a great source.
Yeah, so. And I think the Q&A is something that I haven't done a great job, or FAQs, like, because I get asked all the time, like, should I lease a car or buy a car? Like, and that's a really simple answer. And like anybody on my team should be able to answer that question. Or, but right now there's just like two of us. So just trying to put it out there. So I do have an FAQ on my financialfrequency.us. That's FAQs. And I'm working on building that out just so people have a place to go.
Awesome.
To get their answers.
That's great. So if you had to say maybe give three things that a brand new business should do, like right out of the gate, they call you up and they're like, hey, I got this idea. You know, what is the first step? Like, what do you tell them to go do?
Well, the first step is, you know, they don't have to do a full-blown business plan, but they definitely need to think about, you know, their mission and then the who, what, where, when, why, and how. Like, who are they going to sell to? What are they going to sell? Why are they doing this? You know, that's kind of the first question. I mean, just to make sure there's a market for what their idea is. Mm-hmm. Once they're pretty sure about that, they need to decide on what type of business they want to be. Do they want to be a sole proprietor, a DBA, an LLC, an Inc., or a corporation? And then at the state level, so the first thing's really to secure the company name and then get the tax ID number and open a business account. It's kind of, in my head, some of the first steps to do, just to, that way you can start running all the income and expenses through the business. But, you know, how are you going to get your word out there to the people? Like, you know, your constant contact or MailChimp, whatever you use for your, and you know, what kind of social media platforms are you going to use? Because that's really what it's about. I mean, if you can have the greatest idea ever, but if nobody knows about it, then.
Right. That's true.
It's like, so that's kind of, you know, my first, but my startup guide, it kind of goes through.
So how does somebody find your startup guide? Have you put that out there yet?
Yeah, it's on financialfrequency.us, and then it's under the services tab. There's the new business startup guide and checklist is on there.
Awesome. Yep. Okay. So a couple other quick questions. During this career, did you have a mentor or somebody that you went to?
So my dad has been a CPA since the 70s, and we started in 2008 with one client, and I had a bank background and lending background, so I knew taxes and things like that, but we started DeSalvo Universities on Saturdays just to kind of bring us up to speed on the tax code and accept all the things of being a tax practitioner. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's my dad, so it's like hard to talk to him about everything. And sometimes you want an outside person's perspective.
Right,
and
right.
Because my dad, my brother, and myself are very different from a management standpoint, our style's different. I mean, we have some crossover as far as like our approach to businesses and accounting. But I did hire a coach, Lee Armfield with the Armfield Group, in November 2018 because, you know, as a single mom, and I just kind of was going through the motions every year and not being really strategic about the business of my business. I was just going through the motions. And when I met my fiance, he had a 10-year retirement plan. So I wanted to make my goals in line with his retirement of building my practice over 10 years. And the only way I was going to get there is if I got really serious about my metrics and my numbers, which I know is one of your favorite. Yeah. I do it for my clients, but when it comes to my own business, I was not real strategic in doing that. So,
and I think too, you had to figure out how to align the spirituality with the accounting business. I think that was when you kind of brought it all together.
Yeah. And I think, you know, a hard thing was, you know, I do a lot of like firefighter clients, for example, and you know, my dad and brother were looking at how much I was charging the firefighters because I give them discounts for first responders. Mm-hmm. And like, why are you charging them $100? I'm like, because I want to. Like, leave me alone. Worry about your, like, you have time to look at my business. So I kind of removed that from the equation. Listen, I'm going to charge what I'm going to charge my people, and I'm going to make what I'm going to make. And that's on me. It really has nothing to do with you. So I kind of, but this year I'm passing my brother and my revenue. So that's my main goal.
I like that.
Yeah. The little friendly family competition between the Italians here.
Yes. We have that in our family too. So, okay. So I've got, one more question for you.
Okay.
What would you tell your 21-year-old self?
I would tell my 21-year-old self to put myself first. You know, I've kind of done myself a disservice in the fact that I've always put other people first and their happiness, because that's just the way I'm wired. But, you know, I would have never taken an hour to exercise and practice yoga and meditate prior to 2017. Like, I would have never done that. And it's just really important to be the best mom and the best person and the best boss, is because if I'm not okay, my staff can feel it, and things, you know, people step up. But it's, and if I'm not okay at home, my kids can feel it. And so, yeah, it's really, really important to take time for yourself. So I would definitely tell my 21-year-old self that message.
Great advice.
I think that's fantastic.
Oh, I did forget that one.
That's a good one, because it's literally been a huge buzz.
It is a big buzz. And I, you know, I don't know how much time she has or if we want to come back around and do a whole nother segment on this, but I'll just mention it real quickly. Your thoughts on Bitcoin?
So I have to preface it by saying I have not been a big investor, period, in my lifetime. But I wanted to change that in my brain. And so for some reason, the cryptocurrency totally speaks to me, because I believe in energy and I believe in frequency and I believe in all of that. And that's what the premise is of Bitcoin. And so I am really excited about a partnership I am forming with my friend Hattie. And we're going to be starting a CryptoScopes membership group to share information with, you know, the world, because it's really a huge learning curve and people just don't really understand. But
sorry about that. Our puppies are barking.
It's funny, because I invested $10,000 in Tesla and $10,000 in Bitcoin on the same day. So, yeah, I was a little late to the Bitcoin party, but I think I really see that it's going to go up. And I would really like to encourage people to put money in their IRAs. They have self-directed IRAs where you can invest in crypto in your IRA.
Oh, you can
do
that?
So if it goes to 150 or 300 by the end of this year, like it's projected, you could sell a little bit if you want to, you know, diversify, but the gains won't be taxed, because they'll be in your retirement account. So
I didn't know we could do that. Oh, we'll have to talk later about that.
But I would love to come back and do another segment. I'm going to take the month of July to work with Hattie and build that group.
And what is the name of that group again?
CryptoScopes.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Sign me up.
I will. Yes, for sure. Thank you. Yes.
I think it'd be cool too, when you do come back, if we have a couple people in the on the team that are very into it. And I think it'd be very enlightening and eye-opening for everyone.
Yeah, it's very exciting to hear young people talking about it, because, you know, that's who, you know, most people are into it right now. I mean, when I ask on the tax return now, I have to ask clients, do you have any virtual currency? Have you bought or sold? And people are like, oh no, that's so scary. But there's a lot of people that have bought it. And I have a client that's been in the market since 2009.
Wow.
So it's like, where was that? Why didn't you give me any tips back then?
Right.
You know, but, you know, and the taxation of it is just a big question mark. I mean, it's, people just are giving so much bad information out
there. That's just it.
They think that they can just trade their crypto and not they don't understand. As long as I keep it in crypto, it's not taxed. I'm like, no, that's not true. If you trade your Bitcoin for Ethereum and you have a gain, you have to pay tax on that.
But people don't even know that.
Well, even the companies tracking, like the Coinbase out, you know, those different companies, the reporting is just not there. But the IRS is going to be cracking down on it.
The IRS will catch up eventually, right?
Eventually, yeah. Right now they're backlogged, but 2 years from now, they'll be looking at your crypto portfolio.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Oh, geez. Well, Jill, it's been a delight to have you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming on Wisdom and Extra, and we hope you'll come back.
I sure will. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jill. That's it for this week's episode. Show us some love on social media at Wisdom and Extra, where you can find behind-the-scenes sneak peeks, upcoming episodes, and links to all of our guests. Be sure to subscribe, leave us your comments, and stay extra.